Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Studio Classroom. I am your teacher, Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And we're continuing a lesson called Resolutions Worth Keeping. Last night, or this new year, did you make any resolutions? And are you keeping them? Well, yesterday we talked about a couple of resolutions doctors are suggesting that we make. Nathaniel, what was the first thing they suggested?
The first tip yesterday was to get moving. And if you remember, get moving refers to exercise. 30 minutes of exercise 5 days a week. Moderate exercise. Not too much, not too little.
That's right. And also remember to drink that one cup of coffee every day in moderation, just like Carolyn's grandmother did to live to be 104. Carolyn, what was the second tip that doctors gave us?
Well, they also suggested that we sleep at least 7 hours each night to help strengthen our immune system.
All right, so we have some good tips so far, and we've got more for you today. Let's get started with our first reading.
Resolutions worth keeping. Watch your numbers. According to the World Health Organization's 2008 report, 29.5% of men and 25.6% of women in mainland China had high blood pressure. However, most of them didn't know it. Not knowing your blood pressure and cholesterol levels can be destructive to your health. That's because both of these numbers have been linked to dangerous medical conditions. Visit your doctor regularly to check on them and ask whether you should monitor them at home as well. Eat more whole grains. Replace refined carbohydrates like white rice and pasta with whole grains like whole wheat pasta, brown rice, and whole grain bread. This will lessen your risk of disease, improve your digestion, and help control your weight.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady, Joanna. Today, we're going to keep exploring the topic of staying healthy in the new year. Let's take a look at our key words for the day. Destructive. Destructive is an adjective. The earthquake was very destructive. It knocked down most of the buildings in the city. Lesson. Lesson is a verb. Quitting smoking now will lessen your chance of developing cancer. Depression. Depression is a noun. Josh spends a lot of time caring for his sister because she is suffering from depression. Appointment. Appointment is a noun. Mr. Jung is very busy, so please make an appointment if you want to see him. Now let's get ready to finish the article.
Well, the first tip that we see here is watch your numbers. And we see an organization here. Carolyn, if I said WHO, would you know what I'm talking about?
I would know exactly what you are talking about. You are referring to the World Health Organization, the WHO. So sometimes we can take a long name of an organization and make it short by just saying the first letter of each word.
That's right. The World Health Organization. Many people just say WHO. So according to the World Health Organization's 2008 report, 29.5% of men and 25.6% of women in mainland China had high blood pressure. And we see these numbers in percentages, 29.5 and 25.6. Nathaniel, is there another way that we can talk about the amount of something?
Well, that is over a quarter of China. A quarter of China would be 25%. Both of these numbers are over 25%. So that's over a quarter.
That's right. That's another way to say it. A quarter of something or a fourth. 29.5%, 25.6. That's a little bit over a quarter. So there are different ways to talk about the amounts of numbers or things in English. Continuing on, however, most of them didn't know it. So most of these people didn't know it. Not knowing your blood pressure and cholesterol levels can be destructive to your health. Well, let's talk about that word bank word there. It is destructive. Mm. This means that it is not good for you. It will destroy something inside of you. It is destructive. What else can be destructive, Carolyn?
Well, destructive means to destroy. So I think of maybe an earthquake strikes and it destroys buildings. It can be very destructive.
That's right. Earthquakes are destructive. They have been very destructive in history. What other things can be destructive?
Well, a bad attitude can be destructive to your relationships. If you don't treat other people well, you're not going to have a good relationship with them.
That's a great point. A bad attitude could be destructive. I think of people's words. Our words can be destructive. They can tear other people down. It doesn't feel good when people say destructive things to you. We should try to say constructive things. C-O-N-S-T-R-U-C-T-I-V-E. Constructive, not destructive. So, of course, some things can be destructive to our health as well, like high blood pressure and a cholesterol level that's not good. And in your magazine, you can actually find out more details about that. So open your magazine and read that side column about blood pressure and cholesterol. Well, continuing on, this is because both of these numbers have been linked to dangerous medical conditions. So visit your doctor regularly to check on them and ask whether you should monitor them at home as well. I see that word monitor. Nathaniel, can you tell us a little bit about this word?
Yeah, monitor here means to check up on something, to keep a careful eye on it, to watch it closely. So these numbers are things that we need to watch. If they go up, we should probably make sure that we're doing something to change those numbers and let them go down.
That's right. So monitor them, check on them. You also use this word to talk about your computer screen. It's your monitor. So this word communicates something that you can see and check on. Well, Carolyn, what is our next tip for today?
Our next tip is to eat more whole grains, which I think sounds like a great idea. It says replace refined carbohydrates like white rice and pasta with whole grains. And that is a really great idea because these refined carbohydrates really aren't good for us.
I agree. Although I do think that I probably eat a lot of refined carbohydrates, a little more than I should. Maybe I should replace some with whole grains like whole wheat, pasta, brown rice, and whole grain bread. Carolyn, do you eat foods like this?
I try to eat as many whole grains as possible, like whole grain bread, brown rice. Those are very good things for your diet.
I think so too. Well, we find out that this will lessen your risk of disease. You see that word there, lessen. And it's kind of easy to remember what it means. It means to make something less. Not more, but less. It sounds like the word lesson, like an English lesson. We're having an English lesson right now, but it's spelled a little differently, L-E-S-S-E-N. What other things could you lessen, Nathaniel?
You know, sometimes I go shopping for clothes and I buy a pair of pants that I really like, but they're a little long. So I'll have their length lessened so that they will fit me well.
Okay, so yeah, make it a little bit shorter. Well, other things could be lessened. You could lessen the amount of time that you spend online. You could lessen the amount of time that you do something that maybe you should spend less time doing. So lessen the amount of something. Well, let's continue. You can lessen your risk of disease, improve your digestion, and help control your weight. Right now, it's time for us to learn something new in the Info Cloud with Steve and Ken. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Our lesson today says we should eat more whole grains so we can control our weight. Steve, I'm just wondering, what other things can we control besides weight?
Well, we can control lots of things. If you're the captain of a ship, for example, you can control your ship and crew. Now, Ken, I know you're a father, so I'm sure you have some experience trying to control your son.
Believe me, I have. But what about something that isn't physical? Are there any that we can control?
Sure. If you have a bad temper, you should control your temper. If you like to gossip, maybe you should control your tongue.
Control my tongue? Doesn't that mean control what I eat?
Not here, it doesn't. When you control your tongue, you watch what you say. You don't say bad things to hurt others.
I see. So, to review, we can control something physical, like a ship or a child. We can also control something that isn't physical, like our temper.
Right. But what's most important is we should control ourselves. If you have self-control, you don't need anyone to control you.
That's a good point. 今天的课文建议我们要改吃五谷杂粮，那样才能帮助我们 control our weight, 控制体重。Control 是控制。除了 weight 以外呢，还有许多东西都可以 control。父母亲常常要 control 自己的小孩，尤其是在公共场所。一艘船的船长必须要 control his ship and crew, 指挥控制他的船以及船员。抽象的东西像 temper, 脾气也可以 control。Control your temper, 控制一下你的脾气。另外 control your tongue, 控制你的舌头并不是控制饮食，而是控制你所说的话，讲话不要伤到别人。当然如果我们有 self-control, 自我克制，自我的约束，那就不需要被别人来 control 我们了。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Well, thank you, Steve and Ken. Yes, that's very important advice. Self-control is very important to have. But let's get some English advice from Michelle in the language lab.
Hey!
Hi, Michelle! Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle. 今天的课文第一个重点我们看的是 destructive 这个形容词。Destructive 是指破坏性的或者是毁灭性的。例如 The scandal is destructive to the governor's political career. 这场丑闻对州长的政治生涯极具毁灭性。它的动词是 destroy, D-E-S-T-R-O-Y, 意思是指破坏或毁灭。例如 The bombing destroyed the whole city. 这场轰炸毁灭了整个城市。接下来我们看的是 lessen 这个动词。less 本来是指少于某一个程度或数量。en 这个字我们学过有指使如何如何的意思，所以 lessen 是指减轻或变少。例如 The new treatment successfully lessened the patient's symptoms. 这个新的治疗方式成功的减缓了病患的症状。类似的字的结构还有 weaken, 使变弱，或者是 worsen, 使恶化。
Well, we're back in the studio classroom and we've been talking about some more tips for health-related resolutions. First one we talked about today was to watch your numbers. What numbers were those? Your blood pressure and cholesterol numbers. Make sure those are under control. But it's also important to eat more whole grains and less refined carbohydrates. But we have one more tip yet to come. Let's look at the second reading for today.
Resolutions worth keeping. Spend time with family and friends. Having close relationships with your loved ones isn't just an enjoyable experience. It also means you'll be less likely to suffer from colds, depression, and problems related to aging. Work quality time with your family into your schedule like any other appointment. Eat dinner together, play games, and have real, sincere conversations. Healthy relationships will make you healthier, body and soul.
Our last tip is spend time with family and friends. This is a great tip to end the day with. I love this tip. It begins, having close relationships with your loved ones isn't just an enjoyable experience. I see a phrase there, loved ones. Nathaniel, what are your loved ones?
Not what are my loved ones, but who are my loved ones.
Yes.
Of course, they are the people that I love. People in my family and close friends I would refer to as my loved ones.
All right, those are your loved ones. Well, when you think about your loved ones, who do you think about? Do you think about some family members? Which friends do you think about when you think about your loved ones? Use that phrase in English sometime. Let's continue. It also means you'll be less likely to suffer from colds, depression, and problems related to aging. So it's important to spend time with your loved ones, especially if you want to avoid problems like this one here, depression. If you have depression, that means you are sad, but not just for a short time. Some people have depression for a long time. How else can you use this word, Carolyn?
Well, if you aren't feeling very happy, you might say that, oh, I'm really depressed today. I'm really sad and I don't feel very good. I don't really want to spend time with people. But it's very important to spend time with your family and friends, your loved ones, so that you don't suffer from depression.
That's right, Nathaniel. Can you think of any other ways to avoid problems like depression?
Well, I think that actually things like exercise that we've already talked about can help you in that way too. Mm-hmm. When you feel depressed, you just don't feel like doing much. But if you go out and spend some energy on some exercise or maybe doing some things with friends in this case, that will help you get out of depression.
That's right. You can get out of depression. We hope you don't sink into depression. Often we hear that phrase, to sink into depression. That means you're going down into depression. So don't sink into depression. Make sure you're spending time with people that you love, exercising, doing things like this. Let's continue. Work quality time with your family into your schedule like any other appointment. I like that. And that's a good word to know, appointment. You make an appointment. That means you set a time apart to do something. How can you use this word, Carolyn?
Well, you might need to go to see a doctor,
yeah.
And you should make a doctor appointment. Maybe you need to get glasses, so you should make an appointment with your eye doctor.
Okay, so you can go to the doctor, make a doctor's appointment. You can make a dentist's appointment. How is this word appointment different from a date, Nathaniel?
Yeah, they are different things. When you go on a date, you're not making an appointment.
Nope.
We would not call a date an appointment. An appointment maybe is to get some more information or to get something done, not to get to know someone like you are in a date.
That's right. So an appointment seems a little more official. A date should be more casual. I think of romance when I think of a date. I don't think of romance at all when I think of an appointment. Well, friends, we do have more to learn right now with Liz at the Grammar Gym.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. We've been talking about resolutions that are worth keeping. We see the sentence, work quality time with your family into your schedule. That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus is on the sentence pattern, to work A into B. It means to make or find time in B for A. In the case of today's sentence, we're talking about making sure that in your schedule, there's time to be with your family. We normally use this sentence pattern when there is a busy schedule and we want to find time to do something extra. For example, the doctor is busy in the morning, but he can work you into his afternoon schedule. Or, the magician's performance was worked into the program at the last minute. That's all the time we have for today. Remember to keep practicing your English, and even if you're busy, try to work 10 minutes of practice time into your busy schedule. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time. Bye.
Thanks, Liz. And speaking of needing to work something into your schedule, I remember a time when I was so busy that I had to make an appointment with my sister and work her into my schedule because she had some of my mail, and I was just too busy to get it from her. Have you ever had something like that happen to you, Gabe?
Well, not that I can remember, but I do think that is quite a unique thing to do, because usually you think of your sister or brother as somebody that you don't have to make an appointment for, but it seems like you were really busy at this time.
It was really, really a very busy time in my life, and I'm glad that I was able to work time with my loved ones into my schedule. It's a very important thing to do.
That's right. So there's different things that you could work into your schedule. Maybe you don't think you have time for exercise now, but you might be able to work it into your schedule, like Nathaniel was talking about before. Well, let's continue. Eat dinner together, play games, and have real, sincere conversations. Nathaniel, do you like to have sincere conversations?
I love to have sincere conversations. It's one of my favorite things to do. Mm-hmm. When you're sincere, you're being meaningful, and what you say is honest. What you say is true about yourself. That's a sincere conversation.
Well, I appreciate sincere conversations as well. And I also like this tip, to play games. Actually, this makes me think of Jeremy Lin. Many people look up to Jeremy Lin as a wonderful basketball player. Actually, when he was younger, his dad would spend time with him. He would play basketball with him. And I think that made a huge difference in his life, in his basketball skills, and the way that he saw himself. His own dad would spend time doing what he loved. I think that's what makes a difference. So play games, have meaningful conversations, and our last sentence here is, healthy relationships will make you healthier, body and soul. Carolyn, what does that mean, body and soul?
Well, body and soul means it's not just good for your physical body, but it's also good for your soul, what is inside you, the thing that makes you you, and you just feel really good and much better about yourself.
It's true. These things can make us healthier, body and soul. Well, let's continue right now. We have more to learn with Michelle at the Language Lab.
Okay, 我们来看这段课文的第二个句子。It also means you'll be less likely to suffer from colds 里面的 likely 的用法。Likely 是指可能的，但是前面加上 less。Less likely 是指比较不可能的，或者是机会比较低的。例如 ,compared to other candidates, George is less likely to get promoted. 和别的候选人比起来 ,George 被晋升的机会比较低。接下来我们看最后一段课文的 depression 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 depress, 使沮丧这个动词。所以名词 depression 是指忧郁症。例如 Fanny has suffered from depression for years. Fanny 几年来都深受忧郁症所苦。Depression 也可以指意志消沉。例如 A trip to the beach brought Susan out of her depression. 海边一游让 Susan 脱离沮丧。And let's get back to teachers.
That's the end of our first article for this year, and I think it's been kind of inspiring. Carolyn, do you think that you're going to have any resolutions this year?
Yes, in fact, I really want to read more. I think that I really need to read the Bible every day, and that will help to strengthen my spiritual life.
Well, that is a good resolution to have. You can be better, healthier body and soul for sure.When I think of a resolution for this year, I know I need to get more exercise. I know I need to get more sleep. I think I'm going to resolve to exercise 4 days a week this year. And I also resolve to keep my resolution, I hope. Nathaniel, what about you? What kind of resolutions will you make this year?
Well, we hope this lesson has been inspiring for you too. What resolution are you going to make in this year?New Year. Well, we'll see you next time on Studio Classroom.
Bye-bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. He also put into the hat certain things of great value, a piece of white chalk, a special ball, 3 fish hooks, and a marble of the kind known as sure winner. Then he went silently away to the bank of the island nearest to the Illinois shore. The water wasn't deep until he was about 100 meters from the Illinois bank, and then he had to swim. The river carried him down faster than he had expected, but at last he climbed out. He felt in his pocket. His second message was safe. Then he started to walk, with the water pouring from his clothes. Just before 10 o'clock, he was at the steamboat's landing place on the side of the river opposite St. Petersburg. The steamboat was there, ready to make its last crossing for the night. Tom slipped quietly down the bank and swam to the small boat that the steamboat always pulled behind it. He hid in the bottom of the small boat. After the 15 minutes crossing to St. Petersburg, he swam to the bank about 50 meters downriver so as to avoid meeting any passengers. Then he ran by dark footpaths until he reached his aunt's back fence and climbed over it. A light was burning in the sitting room. Tom looked through the window. Aunt Polly, Sid, Tom's sister Mary, and Joe Harper's mother were sitting together talking. The bed was between them and the door, so Tom went to the door and opened it very slowly and carefully.
"Why is the candle blowing like that?"
said Aunt Polly.
"I think the door's open. Go and shut it, Sid."
Tom disappeared under the bed just in time. He lay and took deep breaths for a minute. Then he moved nearer to where he could see his aunt's foot.